kid as a nigger, and not ashamed. nigger, what else? Never did call myself anything.
Well, like your parents, what would be the polite term that they would have used? What would have been the...
Negro. No, my parents would have used colored.
And then when they got a little older, you know...
They would be Negroes.
And then nowadays it's...
Black.
And then the not-so-polite words, one of them you gave me.
But now?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything but a nigger.
What about old-fashioned words?
That's what I'm trying to think of, and I know them, and I don't know how I can forget them. I can't think of any.
Okay. What about somebody who's born of a racially mixed couple?
What would they be called? I don't know, because I've always... Well, they would be a mix. They would be mixed, half breed or something like that. But
okay, what about somebody who's black but has really light skin?
They would be called light skin, high yellow.
High yellow. Would you apply that to men as well as to women?
No, high yellow would be only to women.
Only to women.
Right.
Let me see. What about somebody with one black grandparent only? Any special name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Let me see. And poor whites, another name for them might be?
Poor white trash.
Okay. And... what about, well, we said redneck, peckerwood. Peckerwood's sometimes shortened, isn't it? You ever hear it shortened?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Cracker?
Yeah, cracker.
What does that mean to you?
I imagine a poor person. I think we used him when it was... when they were poor and...
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about somebody who comes in from the country and, you know, you see him, if you might see him downtown, and you can just tell, right, just by looking at him, that he's just in from the country. What would you call him?
I don't know, but I can tell them since you look at him.
Okay. If it's... Let's say it's not quite 5 o'clock and somebody asks you what time it is. You can say, well, it's not quite 5 o'clock, but it's...
4:45.
Okay.
Okay.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him when he calls to you, he might say, well, are you going to be ready soon? And you might answer, I'll be with you in...
A minute.
Okay. And it's usually not true.
No.
I know all about it. If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might ask them how.
How many times did you do it?
Okay. And if you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, you might say, well, I'm not going to.
Do that one again.
If you agreed... Well, let me put it another way.
Okay.
If you, let's say a friend of yours said, I'm not going to vote for Ford, and if you agreed with him, you might say, well, I'm not going to.
Either.
Okay.
Okay.
Or another way of saying that,